Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second. The DH, Roy Smalley. Batting third. The first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mark Salas. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Dave Meyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Steve Lombardozzi. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Brian Little. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Greg Walker. Batting fifth. The DH, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Scott Fletcher. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gene Nelson. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett strikes out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne misplays the ball. That's an error on Gagne. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gaetti for the out. Two outs. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer takes first base on ball four. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Skinner and he is out, Guillen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle takes first base on ball four. Fisk moves to second. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Fisk scores. Kittle moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Twins 0. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi bunts towards first. Walker juggles the ball. That's an error on Walker. Gagne moves to second. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett bunts in front of the plate. Skinner fields it and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to third. Lombardozzi moves to second. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gagne scores. Lombardozzi moves to third. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's Twins, 1, White Sox, 1. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 0-for-1 in the game. Little hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Baines reaches second base with a double. Little moves to third. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Meyer, who is chasing the ball. Walker reaches third base with a triple. Little scores. Baines scores. It's 3-1, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Gagne settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kittle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Walker scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-1 in the game. Guillen hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-1 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 0-for-1 in the game. Salas hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Salas moves to second. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Meyer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0 for 1 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Brunansky, who is chasing the ball. Skinner reaches third base with a triple. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 2 in the game. Law hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lombardozzi scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Lombardozzi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lombardozzi is 0 for 0 in the game. Lombardozzi hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 1 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0 for 2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harbeck for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards first. Harbeck scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Baines for the out. One out. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Walker reaches second base with a double. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0 for 2 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bain settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0-for-2 in the game. Guillen hits a line drive towards first. Harbeck reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fletcher strikes out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Skinner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse pinch hits for Dave Meyer. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground towards first. Walker scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stenhouse for the out. One out. Tim Teufel pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Washington pinch hits for Steve Lombardozzi. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Stenhouse now playing left field. Tim Teufel now playing second base. Ron Washington now playing shortstop. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. Law hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brian Little is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Little is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Little hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-2 in the game. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Smalley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 0-for-3 in the game. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kittle hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Kittle reaches second base with a double. Darryl Boston pinch runs for Ron Kittle. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 0 for 3 in the game. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Teufel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rudy Law now playing left field. Darryl Boston now playing center field. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a line drive towards first. Walker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bob James now pitching. Mike Stenhouse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stenhouse is 0 for 1 in the game. Stenhouse hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Tim Teufel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Teufel is 0 for 1 in the game. Teufel hits a fly ball into left field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Engel pinch hits for Ron Washington. Dave Engel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Engel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gaetti scores. Stenhouse moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Alvaro Espinoza pinch runs for Dave Engel. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0 for 3 in the game. Puckett strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.